Last week I was looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and if you read through the verse 1 through like verse number 12, it's just a lot of good instruction there on giving. And again, I kind of chose these weeks to talk about that because I know from personal experience, I know that when you give, and when you give with the kind of heart that the Bible instructs, that Jesus wants us to have on giving, when you give with that kind of heart, I've always just found it is medicine for your life. If you have the heart of a giver and you are a faithful giver, you're going to find it just takes care of so many areas of our life. I mean, how many of us struggle to get ahead? How many of us, it's a continual battle for finances? Well, there's things that the Word teaches and instructs us in. And I've never hesitated, even during, this is not Share-a-thon, but even during Share-a-thons, when I've said, you know, I encourage you to give into Yes FM and sow seed into Yes FM. The reason that I can say that, and I have no hesitancy saying that, is because I do know that it benefits you. I know that you're going to benefit as you obey the Word. Where there's obedience, you're going to find the promises coming to pass. So if I truly am your friend and I see you doing something that's hurting yourself, if I'm your friend, I'm going to give you direction. I'm going to give you guidance. I'm going to help you see so you can walk away from that which is hindering you, walk away from that which is counterproductive or dangerous, and walk into the good things. If I care about you, I want to see you succeed. And so I know it's difficult for a lot of people to talk about giving and tithing and offerings. I know it's uncomfortable because money's a very personal thing to us. But I have no reticence in talking about that because if I care about you, I want to see you successful. And if I care about you, I'm going to help you find those areas where you can walk in and enjoy the successes, the fruitfulness, the good things of Jesus Christ. So as we're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we see Paul writing to the Corinthians. And we've gone through the first 8 verses. And I want to read verses 9 and 10 today. And if we get through these two verses, tomorrow we're going to tie it into something that has absolutely nothing to do with finances. But this is how awesome the Word of God is. Because the principles that you find in the Word, they might be principles that are directed towards one area, like this is talking about finances. But the principles are universal, and they can apply to other areas of our life. And we'll see that some of these things that Paul is talking about, and he's definitely clearly talking about tithes and offerings. He's talking about giving and having the heart of a giver. But we can see as we look at verses 9 and 10, it ties in with some Old Testament verses as well that has nothing to do with giving, but it's the same kind of freedom and liberty that we get. If you'll become a giver, you will experience freedom and liberty. Well, that applies in other areas of our lives as well. So let's try to finish up today. So Paul's been encouraging us. He tells us that we're, you know, he who gives in verse 6, he tells us that he who gives sparingly is going to reap sparingly. But he who gives generously is going to reap generously. Right? There's a principle you can bank on. Right? There's a principle that can turn your life around. If you give sparingly, you're going to get sparingly. If you give generously, you're going to get generously. It doesn't get any simpler than that. Verse number 7, he encourages all of us to give, not grudgingly, but with a cheerful heart. And when you read that in the Amplified, it says that God wants us to be a prompt-to-do-it giver whose heart is in giving. And that's important because Jesus delights in meeting your needs. He delights in giving to you. This is the heart of God. He wants us to have that same heart. That same heart that delights in giving to others. Giving back to Him, but giving to others as we do so. Verse number 8. He lets us know, this is another great verse, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound in every good work. He's saying that He will make you, if you give, God wants you to give. And if you have the heart of a giver, and if you are a giver, He's going to make it so that you always have more than enough. You're self-sufficient. You don't have to rely on anybody else. You don't have to rely on the bank. You don't have to rely on your parents. You don't have to rely on your friends. You're not always asking other people for money because you are self-sufficient. Because this is what God does for the one who gives with that heart that He's talking about, who gives with the heart of Jesus Christ. So those are the verses that lead up to verse number 9. And of course, we looked at those first 5 verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and those are great also. But let's look at verse number 9. So this is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 9. In the Amplified Bible, it says, as it is written, He, the benevolent person. So if we're following all the instructions that Paul has given us so far, and we have those hearts as givers, and we give readily, we give when we hear the Holy Spirit telling us to give, and we give when we just in our own hearts desire to touch someone else, to help them in their area of life. As it is written, he, the benevolent person, scatters abroad. He gives to the poor. His deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence will go on and endure forever. We don't stop to think about it. But when you have a giver's heart, when you have a heart that you see someone else has a need and you help them meet that need, when you see someone that is struggling and you know you can help them and you just give freely, not as a loan, not as you can pay this back when you want, but you give to them. You see someone that is really struggling and has their backs against the wall and you have the ability, so you help them and you give to them. We don't stop to think about it. We know what it feels like when we give to somebody and you can see the impact that it has in their lives. It's really rewarding, very rewarding to us emotionally to see somebody in trouble, somebody struggling, and you know that you have been used as a tool, that you gave out of your abundance or out of your lack, but you still gave, and you gave to them, and you see the impact that it has in their life. You see the change. You see the freedom. You see the stress it takes off. You see the change it brings to them and to their family. You see the impact, and it feels good emotionally. It feels good to see that, to see joy in someone else's faces and know that to a large degree and in a large part because you gave to them. You made a sacrifice on their behalf. We all understand that. That's a great feeling. But what most of us don't stop to think about is, as it says here in verse number 9, the person who gives, the person who scatters abroad. So in other words, the person that is taking what they have and scattering around, he gives to the poor. His deeds of justice and goodness. We don't often stop to think about this too. But when you're giving to those who have need, well, according to what the origins of the mean the words mean here in the Greek, it's talking about the deeds being deeds of justice. You're acting in justice when you're giving of yourself, when you're scattering to others, when you're taking what you have and you're giving to others. It's justice. So his deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence will go on and endure forever. That's hard to imagine. So when you give to somebody that has a need and you feel good about it because you see the impact that it has, okay, that feels good emotionally at that moment. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good to feel that. It's good to know that you're able to give. It's good to be able to. Hardly anything replaces the feeling that you get inside when you know that you gave and you impacted and you changed someone else's life. And you never expect to get anything back for it. It just feels good to be able to have given. But this is saying that your deeds and what you did, it goes on forever. Forever. You remember in the story when Jesus was talking to the disciples and they're watching as people are coming to the temple and making their offerings to the temple. And as the disciples and Jesus are watching this, there's many people coming and bringing vast amounts out of their wealth. But one little woman comes, and out of her lack, she gives. She gave a higher percentage. She gave the one little mite that she had. Very little compared to the great offerings others were making. But for her, when she had nothing, it was far more. Others gave a very small. It didn't hurt to give the large amounts. She gave all that she had. Now, if you remember that story, you have to stop and think about this. That woman gave. That woman had a giver's heart. That woman was one who was giving unto the work of the Lord. She had a giver's heart. She had the heart that Jesus is talking about through Paul here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Do you know that that woman never knew that God himself was watching? That woman never knew that Jesus, the author of life, her creator, was standing there watching her. She didn't know that. But here's the other thing she didn't realize, and she never did know. She lived the rest of her life, died, went on to glory. She never knew that her action endures forever. Ever. Here we are, more than 2,000 years later. Well, 2,000 years later. Here we are, 2,000 years later. And we're still talking about what she did. She didn't know that anybody was even watching. She didn't know that Jesus himself was watching and commenting on it. And because Jesus commented on it, and it was documented by the gospel writers, for 2,000 years, her story is used, lifted up as an example. See, we don't realize when we have that benevolent heart, when we give to others, when we have that heart that is the heart of Jesus Christ, because we're giving, not out of expectation, not out of, you know, the word is true. You know, when you give, you're going to get back. This is what the word says. But when we give, not so we can get back, we just give because it feels good to give, because we're being obedient. We have given our heart over to Jesus Christ. We have the heart of Jesus. We enjoy giving, and it feels good to give, and it feels wonderful. It feels great to see the faces of those that you bless, to see their lives changed. All of that is wonderful and good. But what you don't realize is those things go on and endure forever. Now, that widow who gave her mite, her story went on forever. It's documented for the rest of until Christ returns, for the rest of humanity. We're going to have the Bible, and her story is going to be told and retold and used as an example. Her gift, small that it was, her gift and her obedience endures, goes on and endures. And it won't even stop there. It endures forever. Now, I'm not just misreading that or reading more into it, that this is exactly what the word says. If you go back in the Old Testament, that the same mindset, you know, the same idea is shared with us. This is Psalm 112. In chapter 9, he that disperseth, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. Now, let me read this to you from the Amplified Bible. He has distributed freely. He's given to the poor and needy. His righteousness, this is all the same verbiage, it's the same imagery. His righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God endures forever. The righteous acts that you do by having a heart of a giver, by being a cheerful giver, by seeing those that have a need and helping to meet those needs, by doing whatever it is that you can do, that righteousness and that uprightness endures forever. Now, Psalms goes on to even say, his horn shall be exalted in honor. Horn, throughout the Old Testament, when you see the word horn, it's really talking about strength. This is saying, the person who gives, they're strengthened by their giving. Their strength endures. Their strength shall be exalted in honor. When you give, it is a strength to you. You are strengthened by it. You're exalting the name of Jesus Christ. And it brings honor to the name of Jesus Christ that goes on forever and ever. Every small little gift that you give to help someone else out, those gifts that you give, when you're a cheerful giver, those gifts that you give, it goes on forever. It endures forever. In the same way that Jesus saw and noted what the widow did with her mite, the small gift that she gave, but it was great. It was small in the amounts considered by the natural world, by those in the world. It was small in their eyes, but it was great because it was all that she had. She was giving everything, and she gave it not to get notoriety. She gave it not to be noticed, but she gave it in faithfulness. That kind of uprightness, that is her strength, and the same thing is true for you and I. It brings us strength, and it endures forever. It has impacts forever. Do you know that when you do something, now, when this verse is saying this, it is saying that it endures forever. In other words, it endures. It is glory to the name of Jesus that endures in the heavenly realms forever and ever, and you're a part of that. But even in this natural world, it endures and goes on and on. Because when you give to someone else, when you have that heart of a giver, and you give to them, and you see the impact and the change that it makes in their life, do you know what? So many times, people never forget that. And people's lives can be changed forever because of that. And their attitudes can be changed because of that. And maybe somebody who was a self-centered person and a selfish person and one who hoarded money and never gave, one who never trusted God, maybe when they saw you give, they then became a giver themselves because their heart was so touched and so moved by it. You see, when you are a giver, when you do what is upright, when you do what is righteous, when you do as we saw in Psalms that it said it was uprightness in God. You know, we saw here in 2 Corinthians in the Amplified that that deed is a deed of justice. This is an act of justice. It's an act of goodness and kindness and benevolence. It endures forever. It endures in the heavenly realms forever, but it also endures from generation to generation. Because if you can change one person and make their heart, if you can give when they have a need and so touch and so bless them that they want to do the same thing for somebody else, and they do the same thing for somebody else, and that person is so touched and so blessed, they want to do the same thing for somebody else, and on and on. It grows exponentially. It endures. Generation to generation, it can. This is the Word of God. I know that we don't like to talk about giving, but there is so much liberty and so much freedom that is in giving.